beets, and I got a few squash and pepper plants. But we'll see. It's just for some reason this area, the aphids just tear that squash up. It just, when they get on it, it just dies. It's something else. But someone put a bunch of ladybugs in there, and I don't know. But anyways, yeah, it takes a lot to grow that tobacco. You got to do it indoors, you know, and I usually start, you know, around the 1st of March. And then I put it under grow lights and stuff and get it up and then transplant it out when it starts heating up. But every step of the way, you could lose it. I meant every single step of the way. You know, and then they have these worms. I don't know where they come from. The tobacco worm, they'll eat a plant in a night. They're, like, really devastating. So I'm always fighting them, too. But we'll see. Hopefully this year will be good. Like I said, last year was not that hot, but the year before was real good. So... But and I don't even smoke it. I just like growing it. Of course, I use it there at the ground and stuff. But that's about it. But it is like it's like a science to grow that. It's like a hobby more than anything.